This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Festival of Colours, Holi, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and the onset of spring season. The festival begins with Holika Dahan, a day prior to Holi. Holi festival gives the message of equality and fraternity as all the sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, age and sex, celebrate it with great enthusiasm. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Holi. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced a $1 billion fund for the creators' economy as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. He said the event, to be held in Mumbai from May 1st to 4th, will give creators' community a platform to create high-value content. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking at a high-level session on Waves 2025 organized in New Delhi yesterday. The session, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, sought to engage the international community ahead of the Waves 2025. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the first Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, will be established near Film City in Goregaon, Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said Waves will serve as a pivotal platform for fostering discussions, collaborations and innovation for the media and entertainment industry. He noted that the event will unite industry leaders, stakeholders and innovators to explore opportunities, address challenges and shape the future of the sector. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has launched an investigation into the sensational gold smuggling case involving Kannada actress Ranya Rao, the stepdaughter of Karnataka DGP K. Ramachandra Rao. ED has conducted searches and raids at 8 locations in Bengaluru and other places. The sleuths have conducted raids till late in the evening yesterday at the residence of Ranya Rao on the upscale Level Road in Bengaluru. Simultaneous raids were also conducted on the residence of Tarun Raju, a close friend of Ranya Rao and grandson of a star hotel owner on the Kumara Park East Road in Bengaluru. Tarun has been arrested and grilled by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence currently. The raids were also conducted on the owner of a gold mortgage and loan company in Koramangala locality of Bengaluru. 17 Naxalites have surrendered in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. A senior police official said the cadres, including a couple, turned themselves in before senior police and Central Reserve Police Force officials in Bijapur yesterday. Bijapur Senior Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said the surrendered Naxalites cited disappointment with the hollow and inhuman Maoist ideology, exploitation of innocent tribals by senior cadres and increasing influence of security forces. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians stormed into the final with a 47-run victory over Gujarat Giants in the eliminator at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night. With this win, Mumbai set up a thrilling title clash against Delhi Capitals tomorrow. Batting first on a fresh pitch, Mumbai posted a massive total of 213 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Opener Hayley Matthews scored 77 runs off 50 balls, while Nat Skiver Brunt matched her with 77 runs off just 41 deliveries. In badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the women's doubles quarterfinals of the All England Open Championships in Birmingham, England last evening. The Indian duo secured their spot with a hard-fought victory over South Korea's Kong Hee-yong and Kim Yi-jong. Teresa and Gayatri will next face the Chinese pair of Tan Chin-ning and Liu Sheng-shu in the quarterfinals this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.